Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Abram said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus? And Abram said, Behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is mine heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, This shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir. And he brought him forth abroad and said, Look now toward heaven, and tell the stars if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, So shall thy seed be. And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. And he said unto him, I am the Lord that brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldees to give thee this land to inherit it. And he said, Lord God, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it? And he said unto him, Take me an heifer of 3 years old, and a she-goat of 3 years old, and a ram of 3 years old, and a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. And he took unto him all these, and divided them in the midst, and led each piece one against another, but the birds divided he not. And when the fowls came down upon the carcasses, Abram drove them away. And when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram. And, lo, an horror of great darkness fell upon him. And he said unto Abram, Know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward shall they come out with great substance. And thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace, thou shalt be buried in a good old age, but in the fourth generation they shall come hither again, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. And it came to pass that when the sun went down, and it was dark, behold, a smoking furnace, and a burning lamp that passed between those pieces. In the same day the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, Unto thy seed have I given this land, from the river of Egypt unto the great river, the river Euphrates, the Kenites, and the Kenizzites, and the Kadmonites, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Rephaims, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Girgashites, and the Jebusites. Welcome to Let the Bible Speak, and I'm glad that you can join us on the program today as we bring to you the Lord's Word. On today's program, we have a mix of Bible, prayer, and praise. These are the big three things in the believer's life. We start with the Bible, we let it stir our hearts to pray, and our prayers should end in praise. The people of God have always been known as people of two books, the Bible and the song book. I hope this program will leave you singing and praising the Lord in your soul. Just think of the many things that you have to be thankful for. This is a tonic to our faith, even in the midst of our trials and troubles of life. During this pandemic, when our normal church life is disrupted and we are reduced to webcast and Zoom meetings, we still need the spirit of praise within our souls. So many of the Psalms are filled with praise. Let's read the old 100th. 100 Psalm, verse 1, a psalm of praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. God's people are to be a singing people. And I pray that as we let the Bible speak today, you will be hitting the high notes of praise unto the Lord. Today's Bible text is the Lord's word to Abraham in Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. I am thy shield and thy great reward. What a wonderful, wonderful thing to have God himself as our reward. The term great here means perfectly good, perfectly satisfying. And then he is our exceeding, multiplied reward. And I'll be explaining how the ancients used a shield for their protection and what this promise of God means to us later in our program. Also, we need to take to heart that God is our great reward. God himself, that is, it's not the material things of life that satisfy the soul. It is the Lord himself. And whether in life or death, we are to find our everything in the great heart of God's love toward us. We should be enveloped in the experience of the love of God. Romans chapter 5 speaks of the love of God shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Have you ever experienced that? If not, you are losing the blessing that the Lord purchased for you at the cross. The Christian life is not a mere getting to heaven by the skin of our teeth. It is the burden of life, the new and fully satisfying life that is in our Lord Jesus. By seeking, praying, and pleading, we can know the blessedness of God himself in our souls. He is our reward. So, make him king of your life and enjoy the sweet fellowship of God's love in your soul today. To help us do that, we have a wonderful hymn, Crown Him with Many Crowns, the Lamb upon the Throne.
Through
I hope that you're going to listen up today and that you'll not be distracted by anything. Now, would you please don't allow yourself to be distracted, but just listen, and I hope that you will get the message here today in the life of this man, Abraham. Did you know that our God is a God of promises? And God promised to lead Abraham into the land of Canaan, the land of promise. And he did. He also promised that he would protect Abraham. And he did. Even when he went down to Egypt and got into trouble with the king, God delivered him and brought him back into the promised land. God said to Abram one day, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Now, how could God become a shield to Abraham? Soldiers, when they go into battle, they use shields. They use shields to defend themselves from those fiery arrows that may be coming right at them. And if the arrow hits the shield, well, it's deflected and doesn't injure the soldier. Sometimes Roman soldiers would form a circle. They would stand inside the circle with their shields outward, and so no matter what was thrown at them, they would be protected. They could even put the shields above their heads so that what was falling down wouldn't even harm them. And so you can see that when God said to Abraham, I am thy shield, he was promising his protection. And if you are a Christian, the Lord Jesus will be a shield to you. He saves you from the fiery darts of the devil's accusations and his temptation. Now, Jesus has already defeated the devil. When he died upon the cross, he sent the devil fleeing. And to set you free from the devil's chains, Jesus broke the devil's power by the victory of his blood when he died upon that cross. And if you pray to be encircled by the blood of Jesus for daily protection, then the devil cannot harm you. Now, God gave to Abram another amazing promise. One night, God took Abram out into the open field and look up at the open sky in the darkness of night. And he said to Abram, do you see all those stars? And there were millions of them. There were so many they couldn't be numbered. And God said, just as there is such a number of stars, I am going to give you as many children. Now that was absolutely amazing, because at that time Abram and Sarai, his wife, had no children. And they were now so old. Abram was already 99 years, and Sarai, she was 99 years old. So how could they possibly have a child in their old age? But that didn't matter to God. God spoke to Abram again, saying, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect, and I will make my covenant, which really is a promise, between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. Then God changed Abram's name to Abraham. The letters H-A-M at the end of his new name meant multitude. And then God also changed Sarai's name to Sarah. Sarah with an H. And so you can see that God actually changed both Abram and Sarai's name to Abraham with an H in it, and Sarai's name also with an H in it. At the possibility of becoming a father at such an old age, Abram bowed to pray. But even as he prayed, he burst out into laughter. And Abram asked, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, that is 90 years old, bear? A later time, three men, as messengers from God, visited Abraham and told him that he and his wife were going to have a child. Now Sarah secretly laughed within herself, and she too felt that she was too old to have a baby. And the visiting men knew that she laughed, and they challenged her about her laughter. And I'm sure she was very embarrassed, and she actually denied that she had laughed. But these visiting men had the last word, because they said, is anything too hard for the Lord? And they pronounced that Sarah would have a son, and his name would be called Isaac, which means laughter. Just as Abram and Sarah had laughed about it, they would call Isaac laughter. Could you imagine being called laughter? Surely everybody would be laughing at you if you were called laughter. But that was God's mighty work to do the impossible. So, in time, Abram and Sarah were blessed with a child, and his name was called Isaac. And from that one child, God fulfilled his promise to make Abraham the father of a multitude, just as all the stars were in the sky. And Isaac became the father of Jacob, and Jacob became the father of the 12 children of Israel, who gave their names to the 12 tribes of Israel. And through them, the nation of Israel grew. But even more amazingly, from the family line of Abraham, our Lord Jesus was born, because he was the son of David, and David was of the son of Jesse of the tribe of Judah, one of the 12 tribes of Israel. And so everyone that believes that Jesus is the Savior of the world and believes in the power of his gospel to save from sin, they are counted as the children of Abraham, and better still, counted as the children of God. And so that great promise to Abraham was fulfilled, and it's fulfilled in the Lord Jesus, and it's fulfilled when you believe in the Lord Jesus to be your Savior. Now, Abram believed in God's promise, and that he and Sarah would have a vast number of people who would one day be in heaven. And we too are to believe in this wonderful promise. And just as Isaac was really a miracle baby, that was a picture of the Lord Jesus, who was a miracle baby. He was God's son, born of Mary's womb. That seems impossible, but nothing is too hard for the Lord. And so God keeps his promises, and we can trust God to keep his promise, even his gospel promises, which are to set us free from the terrible burden of sin. And the gospel, well, it's the good news that the Lord Jesus saves from the power of sin. And one day the Apostle Peter gave out a wonderful promise when he said, "Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out." And that's a promise. It's God's promise. Just as sin is like a black stain, that black ink stain, the blood of Jesus can blot it out. And if you believe on the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then he will blot out the black stain of your sin. And in God's eyes, you will not be black with sin anymore. You will appear in God's eyes as white as snow, perfect righteously in God's sight. And that is a great promise. And so you can take God at his word, because he always keeps his promises, because there is nothing too hard for the Lord. And the Lord Jesus has all power to wash away your sins, and he will do it for you even today. And that's a promise, even God's promise. Take it to heart today, and may the Lord save you by his wonderful power. Thank you. So I hope that you will be a promise taker. The Lord Himself is the promise keeper. And when you trust in God, you become the taker of His promises with full confidence, because God cannot lie. It is an impossibility for God to lie. He is righteous and a God of truth. You can take His promises all the way to the bank, and they will never bounce. God has an impeccable record of keeping His promises to His people, like a well-established bank with endless resources to pay out to the bearer of the check whatever is written. There is no amount too great and none too small. We go with the checkbook of faith to the Lord Himself, the great promise giver. And He has promised that if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. Praise the Lord. There is full salvation by simple saving faith in the Lord Jesus. So you go to the promise like this one in Acts 8:37. Put your finger on the Bible verse and look up to the Lord and say, "Now, Lord, I'm taking You at Your word. You have promised to save me on the basis of faith if I believe on Your Son, the Lord Jesus, and I'm claiming the promise and I'm taking the gift, and I thank You, Lord, for Your great salvation." That's how it comes, and that's how you believe, and that's how you'll be saved. And may the Lord open your heart and draw you to simple saving faith in the Lord Jesus Christ today.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church in Canada. This is Pastor Ian Gallagher. If you missed part of today's program or would like to hear it again, you will find it on our podcast on iTunes. Search for Let the Bible Speak podcast. Or you can find our programs archived by program date on our website. There you can search for sermons and articles to help you know God's way of salvation and live the Christian life. Just go to www.ltbs.ca. If you've been blessed through the Lord's Word today, and if I can be of personal help to you, please feel free to call me, Ian Gallagher, at 604-576-1091. For information on our Free Presbyterian Church in Scarborough at Nielsen and Finch, you can contact Dr. Larry Saunders at 416-297-1212, or go to the church website, www.torontofpc.ca. For our Free Presbyterian Church in Barrie, call Reverend Anthony DiDerno at 416-305-4274. For our Free Presbyterian Church in Port Hope, contact Reverend Reggie Cranston at 905-885-2240, or click on porthopefpc.org. You will be welcome at any of their Sunday services at 11 a.m. or 6 p.m. May the Lord bless you with saving faith in our Lord Jesus. As the Savior of sinners, He is able to save from the guttermost to the uttermost. Be sure to join us again at this time next week, here on Joy Radio, when once more we let the Bible speak.